and say they want to speed up help for Palestinian civilians. Meanwhile, Israel says its forces are in the centre of Gaza City and claims they have a Hamas leader surrounded in a bunker. Our US correspondent Mark Stone's in southern Israel.
We can't verify these claims, but it is a significant claim if it is true. Clearly he is the head of the snake, and what the Israelis need is a prize. They need to be able to claim a significant victory.
Meanwhile, Rishi Sunak says he'll hold the head of the Met Police accountable over his decision to allow a pro-Palestinian demo on Armistice Day. Yesterday, Sir Mark Rowley confirmed he wouldn't ban Saturday's event in London. The Prime Minister claims it's disrespectful and says he'll be meeting the Commissioner later.
He has said that he can ensure that he safeguards remembrance for the country this weekend, as well as keep the public safe. Now, my job is to hold him accountable for that, and we've asked the police for information on how they will ensure that this happens.
A Leeds head teacher says his school's been overwhelmed by kindness and support after a former pupil was stabbed to death yesterday. 15-year-old Alfie Lewis was attacked near Horsforth School, where he was an ex-student. Women in the UK are the world's biggest binge drinkers. More than a quarter of women in Britain do this once a month, according to the OECD. The ex-head of the civil service, who made headlines for suggestions people should go to chickenpox parties to catch COVID in 2020, is being questioned at the COVID inquiry. Lord Mark Sedgwell left his position in September of that year. And Brennan Johnson has returned to the Wales squad for their upcoming Euro 2024 qualifiers. The Tottenham forward missed the last international camp due to injuries. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
Thanks very much to Ruth.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHVAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
All right, let's have a look at the weather. It's looking pretty grim. 13 degrees, light rain and a moderate breeze. So that's going to be for most of the day, raining on and off. But about 4 o'clock, it will actually be dry. It will be dry all the way through till about 5 o'clock in the morning. And then you might get about 50% chance of rain. And tomorrow, possible rain happening around 2 o'clock. So it's a little bit unsettled at the moment and very overcast and dull.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM, here with Eat My Brunch from 10 right the way through till 1. First hour has flown by. I don't know if Bridget's listening. I don't know if Martin's listening. I think Rob possibly might be listening. I'm not too sure. My regulars out there, Natasha will definitely be listening. In the Chuckin' and Frog. I meant to say Chicken and Frog Bookshop on Crown Street. Chuckin' and Frog. Why did I suddenly develop a Northern Irish accent then? I've got no idea. Sometimes my words are just coming out wrong. There we go. I've managed to get my sister to come down from Wales to come out for lunch as a surprise for my other sister, who will not be listening to the show today. And I managed to tell her the right date as well. Which is always good. It's always good to get the right date to tell somebody to catch a train to come down. She said, do you mean the Thursday or the Wednesday? I went, did I tell you the Wednesday? She went, yes. And I was like, oh dear, no, I meant the Thursday. I'm terrible. Let me get the right date. That's awful, isn't it? That's awful. We can do a little bit of Christmas shopping. I know I said the word Christmas. It's a little bit early, I know. But I have seen people online actually putting up Christmas trees already and decorating. And I think, you know, I don't mind that if that's your home. You know, who am I to come into your home and say, put that tree away? But, you know, there's so many lavish Christmas trees. I mean, this year, you know, if you've only got a little tree or a bit of tinsel, enjoy that. I love looking online at some people who are, well, very wealthy. Let's say not the Kardashians, or you might have friends that are multimillionaires. I'd stay away from those people, really. But you might have people, and they have a Christmas tree in the hall. I mean, if you put one in my hallway, literally you walk in my house and I've got about 2 foot, I wouldn't be able to get in the house. So they have one in the hall, they have one by the stairs, they have one in the dining room, one in the conservatory, one in the greenery. Yeah, they're everywhere, all fully made up with all presents underneath. But obviously, you know, I don't do that. I did actually buy a new Christmas tree last year, which was about a six foot tree, because the other one, I got it out of the box, and I had the tree for about 15 years, and I looked at it and I thought to myself, that looks very sad. It looks like a sad tree. So I'm going to bring it in here. I think it's still in the loft somewhere, so I'm going to take it out. The tree we've got here, which I've, ever since I've been on Phoenix FM, we've had, is the saddest Christmas tree I think I've ever seen. It looks like somebody's thrown it outside. but it's very plastic. At one time, it did used to light up. Fearing for my life now, I wouldn't even... I think the plug came off. I just... But it doesn't stand up properly because it's so old. It sort of leans... You have to lean it against the wall. So I'm going to bring in my own Christmas tree. And I like to put the Christmas tree up in... I always do the tree here at Phoenix. And other people come in and put bits up as well. But I enjoy doing that. I think this year we need to make sure that the tree can actually stand up. So I'm going to bring the one in from home. The one in from home is lovely, actually. It's nothing wrong with it. I just wanted a new tree. And I made my friend carry it back from Lakeside to the car. Happy Christmas. Here is Michael Bublé. I remember playing this about 10 years ago when I wanted to meet somebody that I'd been chatting to, an old school friend. Yeah.
I'm not surprised, not everything lasts. I've broken my heart so many times I stopped keeping track. Talk myself in, I talk myself out. I get all worked up, then I let myself down. I tried so very hard not to lose it. I came up with a million excuses. I thought of every possibility. I know someday that it'll all turn up. Don't make me work so we can work it out. And I promise you, kid, that I'll give so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. I might have to wait, I'll never give up. I guess it's half timing and the other half's luck. Wherever you are, whenever it's right, you'll come out of nowhere and into my life. And I know that we can be so amazing. And baby, your love is gonna change me. And now I can see every possibility. Somehow I know. So much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. They say, oh, it's fair in love and war. But I won't need to fight it. We'll get it right. We'll be united. Change me, and now I can see every single possibility. And someday I know it'll all turn out, and I'll work to work it out. Promise you, kid, I'll give more than I get, than I get, than I get. Just I haven't met you yet. Oh, I promise you, kid, to give so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet.
to hear.
I absolutely love local radio. It is the best way to stay in touch with what's going on in your area. So stay tuned.
Money. community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Welcome to award-winning care and luxurious living at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. We offer residential, nursing and dementia care delivered by highly trained and dedicated staff with spacious accommodation, light and airy apartments, expansive communal areas and gardens that allow residents to retain their independence in style. Join us for a look round and discover what life is like at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. Visit our website to find out more. Search for Avery Healthcare.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savor unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Talfourd Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalfourd.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Phoenix FM.
Now, one of my dream presents for Christmas, which I might actually buy myself, is going to be one of those coffee pod machines. My question of the day was about, you have to give up one thing. I'm a dictator, right? It's Michelle's world. Got to give up one thing. It's got to be coffee, either coffee, showers, chocolate or the internet. Quite surprising with what people are saying, actually, that they would give up for a year if they had to out of those four things. I know that Ricky Gervais always puts these questions up, and some of them are quite, you sort of think, oh, you know, should I say something that's really kind or something? It's quite difficult, I think, but this one, you know, I'm getting some surprise answers in. Now, we're going to be chatting to Philip and Philippa from the Brentwood Arts Cinema Club in the next 10 minutes or so and finding out all about the club and how you can get involved as well. So that's all coming up in the next sort of 10 or 15 minutes. Before that, let's play some James Morrison and Nelly Furtado. This is On Broken Wings.
Let me hold you for the last time. It's the last chance to feel again. But you broke me, now I can't feel anything. When I love you, ring so untrue, I can't even convince myself. When I'm speaking, it's the voice of someone else. Oh, it tears me up. I try to hold on, but it hurts too much. Try to forgive, but it's not enough to make it all okay. You can't play on broken strings. You can't feel anything that your heart don't want to feel. I can't tell you something that ain't real. Well, the truth.
Playing house in the ruins. Contagious.
That is Taylor Swift there with Hits Different. Before that, we had Pacifica, I think that is, with Anita and James Morrison and Nelly Furtado with On Broken Wings. Just coming up to 11:30 on Phoenix FM. Now it is guest time.
It's different because it's you.
You're listening to me,
lovely way to start an interview. What beautiful voices, and more beautiful voices in the studio. I'm joined by Philip and Philippa from the Brentwood Arts Cinema Club. So good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And you know, I looked at the notes and I thought, I've made a mistake. You can't be Philippa and Philip. Do you
just
get that a lot?
To make it difficult for you. Just a clue, Philip's got the beard. I'm working on it, Michelle.
Yeah, so have I. So have I in a certain light. I wouldn't worry. So we're here to talk about the Brentwood Arts Cinema Club. So how long has the club been going?
Effectively, its first season was 2007. There was a full season in 2007. But it was sort of gestating in 2006. There were a couple of sort of one-off films in 2006, but certainly since then. So in various different locations over the years. We were in the theatre at one point. We were in the Hall of the Catholic Church. We've for a long time been in the Hall of the URC Church, which was opposite Brentwood Library.
Covering all the religions.
Yes. And now we're currently this year we're in the Friends Meeting House, which is in Shenfield, beyond the sort of on the Brentwood side of the middle of Shenfield High Street.
And what made you want to put the club together?
Well, there round here, as we all know, there are very few cinemas. I can remember, I'm old enough to remember the many cinemas that were in Brentwood. We're talking about, you know, 50, 60 years ago. And I think people in Brentwood are cultured. There's a real need for this sort of thing. And while we're waiting for the Bay Tree Centre, and probably having a number of babies in the time we wait for the Bay Tree Centre to evolve or re-evolve, wonderful to have this cinema club, this art house cinema club. But what we feel, we don't want people to feel intimidated by the name art house, because yes, it is art house cinema in the sense that films that you might not see in the regular cinemas, some of them are films. There's, for instance, we've just had Parasite, the Oscar winner from a couple of years ago, which is art house in this, it's Korean. I think it was the first foreign film to win Best Film Oscar.
Yes. Yeah.
But it
yeah.
is art house because it's art house. But that, yeah, that was fantastic. It got a really good reception, but there are also more mainstream films. It's a really good mixture.
Yeah, with film, it's like books. Sometimes we go into our comfort zone of what we like, and when you join something like a cinema club, you actually see things. And I've seen Parasite, and you come away and go, oh wow, I just didn't expect that. And it gives you a new lease on life, and seeing something and it affects you, and it's a joy to see something different.
Well, that's why we would encourage people, if they wish, to actually join for the year. Because if you join, you think, I've paid my money, I better go and see all the films then. And you discover new things.
Get your money's worth.
Yeah, there is the option to pay on the door. And we have complimentary teas and coffees made by my own fair hand. And cups and saucers.
Oh,
no,
wow.
No lower class mugs here.
Oh, tell
your
you
mug
what.
Is lovely, Michelle.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah. I tell you what, every time I go into Marks and Spencer's, I did actually write a letter of complaint because they've gone to using mugs, not the cups and saucers. Very disappointed with Marks and Spencer's.
I mean, the point you just made is absolutely right about the cinema club, because even as a committee member, we go through a process that the seasons are chosen. The committee members come up with a series of possible films, because we basically have to get our films, because of the way that the licensing process works, we have to get our films from the British Film Institute or from Film Bank. And British Film Institute films are obviously, those are the kind of films that we would quite often show. Film Bank, they've got Hollywood films, they've got huge back catalogue. Anyway, we suggest the films, but then it's a membership choice, and the big event of the year really is the membership vote. And really, in the end, it means that the members are choosing the films. But it also means that whilst there might be a couple of films in the year that I've seen and I think, oh, they're absolutely fantastic, there's also films in the season I thought, think, well, okay, this is going to be interesting to see, because I would never have gone and seen that film if it was my choice.
And I found also that sometimes I've either seen a film once or looked at it and thought, no, don't fancy that, and because I've paid my membership thing, I'm not going to get my money's worth, I'm going to turn up anyway and grimly sit through it, and I've enjoyed it second time round much more. Mm. I think there's something about also seeing a film in a group of people, and not everyone is film obsessive. Some people might just want a nice night out, a bargain night out, and a congenial night out, but you sometimes enjoy it, you see it through different eyes when other people are watching it. And also, unlike cinemas, no, they're lovely cups of tea and coffee, as mentioned, no nachos, no smelly nachos, no rustling. And honestly, if anybody should talk during the film, nobody does, I would probably kill them. So that's, so you can be sure of a quiet, no, seriously,
a nice,
I
mean, tolerant environment.
If I'm done for murder, it will be, because I've been in a cinema, somebody has disturbed me, don't mess with me. Yeah. Former journalist, Essex girl, Aries, do not mess. So, but nobody talks in our lovely, it's, congenial, yeah, friendly film group.
I think the point is, it's what we're trying to do is show films that people can be enthusiastic about. And that's one of the things that we said early on was, I mean, I made a comment about having films where people were effectively advocating for those films. And the point about that is it means that instead of getting a season where the whole of the committee are kind of going, well, I'm not sure that's okay, what you do is you get a really varied season with films where one person's going, oh, absolutely love that film, and other people are sort of, well, not completely sure. But the point is, when you see all of them, you see this huge diversity. And we had, I mean, one of the odd sort of proud moments we had, there was a lady who turned up a couple of years ago who was actually lived in North London, and she had cast around across a whole wide area because she was interested in coming to see films. And she came to us and she said, well, I've come to you because you have the most interesting season. Mm-hmm. You've got you're showing things that nobody else is showing, and you've got the range of things that you're showing is fascinating. So she was travelling. Unfortunately, I think there were some family issues and she hasn't come for a while. But, you know, that I thought, that is exactly what we were hoping to do, because that's the way we're selecting films. We're giving the membership the choice. And we have a sort of weird and wonderful, but at the same time, you know, we get some mainstream films, or mainstream kind of films. The kind of films that you can be enthusiastic about, you come away from, and you want to talk to somebody else about, where you, I mean, this is when I was going up to London a lot. It was the films that you didn't expect were going to be good. Mm-hmm. And you watch them and you think, oh, this is marvellous. This is fascinating.
And do you take a break? Do you watch it and have a little intermission and then, or do you watch the whole film and then do you go through notes? Do you have a talk about
the
film?
We have film notes. We always attempt to have film notes. There have been a couple of occasions when, for whatever reason, that hasn't happened.
And they're handed out beforehand or left on, yeah, the seats for people to pick up.
And we like to have a conversation afterwards. I mean, people, after the end of a film, some people just want to disappear. But if anybody wants to stand around and have a conversation, we always want to do it. Because that's, again, from my point of view, one of the things I really enjoy about film. It's that sort of debrief type thing. And somebody will point out something and you'll suddenly think, oh, I understand now. Whereas obviously if you just go home, you know, you're left with what you thought.
So this could be any film. It might be something, as you said, Parasite was out and it won an Oscar foreign film. Absolutely fantastic. You've not seen it. You must see it. It's very, very good. Or would you be watching anything by, I don't know, like Rear Window? Is that a film that you would have? So
yes,
it can be any film across.
That kind of film. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, classic cinema, ancient cinema, light-hearted cinema. It's a real variety. And it's a very democratic process, drawing up the programme, because there's a long list that goes out. And how long is the long list, Phil?
It's about 40 films.
Yeah.
About 40
and so
films.
That goes out to members only, and they're invited, or we are invited, to submit our choices of up to 11 films that we'd like to see, and then the committee looks at the vote but also discusses them as well to try and make a balanced programme, because it wouldn't do to all comedies, all depressing
but
films.
As an example, this year's season, we essentially just chose the top films from the list, because the way it had fallen, you sometimes get duplicates, you sometimes look at it and think, I suspect the same people were voting for those films because they're quite similar to one another. So we kind of, you know, make sure that they're quite different to one another, and there's a variety during the course of the year.
So when did it, is it every month, once a month, and whereabouts, you mentioned it earlier, but whereabouts are you at the moment?
Yes, so the Friends Meeting House, which is sort of, it's sort of diagonally opposite the Shenfield Parish Hall. It's near the end of the shops on the sort of western
Hutton
end.
Road, where Hutton Road bends around, the Quaker Meeting House is.
Yeah, yes. So 11 films a year. We don't do August. It's normally the sort of one of the last Sundays in the month, always a Sunday evening. We sometimes have, if we've got films on the list which are, you know, appropriate for a sort of Halloween type film or a Valentine's Day type film, those sorts of things, Christmas type films, although we've had some, you know, there are definitely occasions when people might turn up and think, I'm not quite sure how this relates to that. We did have a film called Romeo and Juliet, a French film, a couple of years ago for Valentine's Day. Not the Shakespeare, although it's Shakespeare Day today, as it were. Not the Shakespeare Romeo and Juliet, but so we're kind of doing those sorts of things, just to keep it interesting.
I also mention Phil's shirt, because as you can see, he's got a fabulous shirt on today. But it's been a sort of a loose tradition, mainly between me and him, that he will turn up in a themed shirt every time. So he will go by either a colour, or he'll find some skeletons, or on the shirt, that is, not real skeletons, he's not that scary. But he's doing very well with the themed shirts over a number of years.
Well done, yes. We showed a Japanese film a year or so ago, and I've had a kimono that my uncle got for me years and years ago, and it's been hanging on the back of my bedroom door, and I've never used it. So I had it sort of folded up in my bag. I thought, I don't want people to see this too soon. Well, I stood up at the beginning of the film to say something. I put it on, and I actually got a spontaneous round of applause for it. It was so gorgeous. I thought, well, that's never happened to me before, and it probably will never happen again.
Entertainment by committee. But can we mention how much it costs as well? That'd be helpful, yep. I think. Yep. It's £45 a year for 11 films, which is quite a bargain, I think, with the complimentary and coffee made by me, with a saucer and a cup, or £6 on the door on the night. It's still quite a bargain, I think.
And it's really good because people can come along and if they're on their own, and Sunday nights sometimes are a bit of a, you know, you've had the weekend, or maybe you're on your own all weekend, and it's a nice thing to be able to go out and it's not like going to the cinema. I would still feel quite uncomfortable going to a main cinema on my own, because they're so massive for a start, and you can't turn around and talk to people behind you. But this club, you can actually sit next to somebody and before the film starts have a chat at the end, and it's very social. So if people are on their own, they can come and they'd be welcomed. Is there an age limit? Do you have to be over 18 or over 16?
We basically show films for over 18s. We've had conversations about that, but it's basically the way the club works in terms of having a sort of free range of films. Not that we're showing anything that you probably...
No filth.
You probably...
So far.
Well, I still remember a phrase of yours from an Alva Dovar film a couple of years ago, but I don't think I'll use it on the radio. You come up with a marvellous warning before the film, which was most beautiful thing.
Maybe we won't say that on air, because I do want to get Ofcom involved. So if people want to find out more, you've got a website. Did you say you've got a website?
We have. It's now the first bit is all one word, Brentwood Arts with an S, cinemaclub.wordpress.com, and the email address, if I may, bacc.contact@gmail.com, and there's also a mobile phone number, which makes it easy as well, 07437 318 380.
And of course, all those details, if you missed it, will be up on the listen again on the website. We'll make sure all the click-throughs are there. For you, I'm going to ask you both a question now. What film, we'll go to Philippa first, changed your life?
Oh.
And that gives Philip enough time to go, actually, I'm going to come up with a really good answer, because Philip's going to have to go first.
Actually, I think I'm going to go for the Pedro Almodovar, as we just mentioned. Luckily for all of you, especially you, Michelle, because I think you like your role here, I only do give good biscuit. I can't actually remember the remark I made to Phil on what film it's about, but Pedro Almodovar is, he mucks with your mind, he's funny, he's good. There are films where he takes a man and makes him into a woman, so very... the other way around? No, yes, that's the right way around. There's, for instance, they're called Tie Me Up, Tie Me Down, Women on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown. People might remember that as a play in London. So the Pedro Almodovar stable of Spanish bonkers films, I think they have changed my life gradually over the years, and made me the woman I am today.
Excellent. And for yourself, Philip?
That is a very difficult question. I mean, I could probably mention 50 films that have changed it in various ways. I think I would probably say, in an odd sort of way, Ealing films. I mean, I grew up, I'm in that kind of era where you'd get the opportunity to watch an Ealing film, you know, every week at certain points on BBC Two. And seeing the films, you know, the films with Alec Guinness. I mean, one of my top sort of three ever films is The Lady Killers.
Yes.
It's very, very funny. It's so British. But it's the kind of film that the thing I find fascinating about some of those is the way that they make you think about this country, the oddities, the absurdities, the good things, the bad things. I mean, just to sort of diverge, Passport to Pimlico, another one of those films. There's a fantastic line in that because they, if people know the story, they discover they're Burgundians or they live in the middle of London because of the way the ancient treaties have gone. And there's a fantastic line in it, which is basically shouted out of an upstairs window by a woman who's not a sort of main cast member. She says something along the lines of, it's because we're Burgundian. It's because we're British that we're standing up for the right to be Burgundians or the other way around. And I've thought to myself, if people who are coming to this country and, you know, going through the sort of immigration process, if you watch that film and you understand it, then you're British. There's something about it, because it's so paradoxical. It's so strange. But it's also, so many people know them. They're so normal to people. It's only when you start thinking about it, you think, this is fascinating. There's more to this when you actually look at it more closely.
Oh, she just made me think of Will Hay. I remember it's very, very old, because BBC Two, and I missed that, you know, because I was trying to look the other day for somewhere that plays the old films, because I used to grow up watching, like, Rita Hayworth and Marilyn Monroe and, you know, the gangster films and stuff, but they used to be on a Saturday morning very early, and I just remember being glued, and Will Hay was another one, and still one of my favourites, actually, films are the Laurel Hardy films. God, if you've never seen them and you think they're old, they're just so funny. Yeah. I mean, even now, I mean, they're nearly 100 years old, yes. But they are,
incredible. We showed one of the Marx Brothers films, we showed Duck Soup several years ago. I mean, those are the sorts of films, absolutely, those are the sorts of films we'd show. Yeah. So
that's a real good scope, a representation of the scope we have, like we've had Duck Soup and then Parasite, you know, in terms of era and everything. It's so wide. So basically, if you don't like one film, you might like the next one, but you've still seen a film and you know what sort of film you don't like.
It sounds like a great evening, especially with you two as well being there, and you've got your cup of tea. No eating biscuits or any food, though, because Philippa will be after you.
Eat silent food. You may suck something. That came out badly wrong, Michelle.
Daytime radio, everybody. There we go. Lollipops. We're talking about lollipops and possibly ice cream.
Yes.
So if people, there's comfortable sharings. People can bring a blanket if they want. If it's a bit, you know.
And the previous venues, we have needed people to bring a cushion. If you're, I don't need a cushion. I'm very well covered down below. But these new chairs in the new venue, I think, are very comfortable. I don't feel we need a cushion anymore.
Excellent. Yeah. There we go. So it's all sorted. So all you need to do is go to the website, which is again, Philippa.
Brentwood Arts Cinema Club.wordpress.com,
and that will be up on the website. Bit of a cough there. Thank you so much for coming in. It's been a joy. You're really both really enthusiastic and very funny. And as I said, if you want to go along to the Cinema Club, you can pay to go along and see a film, or you can join for the year. And as you know, it's very expensive to go to the cinema, and you're getting that. What is it,
45
for 11 films. No films in August, because most people go on holiday. So, and a great way to meet people as well.
Yes.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Very nice. See, it was fine, wasn't it?
Yep.
Absolutely fine. Philippa was saying that sometimes she talks a bit too quickly, having a background in journalism properly. And you've been fine. I normally get really overexcited, especially if I've had a biscuit.
It's like caffeine. Yeah.
There's
chocolate in the biscuit.
There was. I know. I'm sorry. I'm just giving you really, really strong coffee
now. Nice.
What did you have? Well, that is your breakfast.
Oh,
right.
It.
That's how you remain so slim. That was my little snack.
Is that a person on the radio?
Yes. You've got Ben Simmons, who's here on a Tuesday. You've got his mug. It was the cleanest one. I always make sure the mugs are clean. Because you know what it's like? I'm not being funny, but guys sometimes, I'm sorry to be sexist, they don't know about cleaning cups. And then you drink out of it and you look and you're like, oh, it's all, yeah.
Yeah, but I put Lippy on it.
Yeah, we'll leave
that's
that to him.
That's not sexist, that's just being sensible.
Thank you, there we go. Talking about being sexist, here is Space. This is called The Female of the Species. Thank you very much, guys, for coming in. Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Is slow broadband cramping your style? Don't buffer in silence. Join BeFibre today and experience reliable, full fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team. This is what streams are made of. This is broadband as it should be. This is BeFibre. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SEH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SEHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
Of this wonderland, I've been living in a daydream, daydream, calling a scream, and I'm hoping maybe, maybe it's got to be you and me.
Local.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Right, let's have a look at the traffic and the travel for you. See if the problems around. Brook Street roundabout have actually cleared, so there's no issues there. On Worley Road, though, you've got temporary traffic signals near the Tonkins Lane and at Shepherd's Hill at Philippa Road as well. Wilson's Corner looking a little bit busy. You've got the A1023 Shenfield Road at Mill Hills, got temporary traffic signals, and also at Rayleigh Road at Church Lane as well. Heading down from Brook Street roundabout to Lakeside, over the bridge, fine. Going back through the tunnel, no problems. And heading up to the A12, it's running smoothly. More traffic and travel coming up in an hour. Well, I have to say that was absolutely entertaining. What a lovely, lovely chat we had. That was Philip and Philippa. I tell you what, if you want to go to that cinema club, the Art Cinema Club, you will have such a great time. They're so funny and so welcoming. So if you're available on a Sunday once a month and you fancy getting out and you might be on your own and it's a Sunday evening, what a great idea to go along. And you can vote on films and all sorts of things. I think it's £45, £48 for the year, or just £6 every time you go. So it's entirely up to you. You get to see 11 films during the year and also have a good old chat about them as well. Great thing. Philippa will make you tea and coffee, although don't make any noises, as she said, when you're eating. No nachos or crisps to the cinema club. But I think it's great. It's just another thing to, in a community, is actually to get out and meet see people, and sometimes it's very difficult. You might have a friend to go with, or again, you might want to go on your own and just have that little bit of art cinema and get to talk about the film afterwards, and there are film notes. So it just sounds absolutely brilliant. They were absolutely a joy to have in the studio, really entertaining, and I can imagine the cinema club once a month is absolutely brilliant. I'll be back with more after the news.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.